Young people who are homeless in Alaska are at high risk for human trafficking. But there are ways to prevent the problem. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman has more.
I'm in a car with Josh Lowers, the Youth Engagement Coordinator at Covenant House Alaska, Anchorage's only homeless center for youth. I want him to show me common places where he seeks out people who might be victims of human trafficking, and he quickly corrects my assumptions.
I think far too often things get labeled and they just, oh, well, that just happens there or this happens there, but that this is an issue that's happening in the whole city and the state. Essentially, what we see and what we're able to see from a neighborhood or from a street is the low-hanging fruit. But there's so much more that's going on that's much more sophisticated that is out of sight.
Covenant House Alaska participated in Loyola University's 10-city study on labor and sex trafficking among homeless youth. More than a quarter of the 65 young people who were interviewed in Anchorage were victims of trafficking. Lowers says numbers are likely higher since they only spoke with people who were seeking services. Human trafficking is when someone is exploited through force, fraud, or coercion. It includes forcing a person to have sex in exchange for money or housing, or promising a high wage for a job and then never paying up, which can trap a person in unpaid servitude. In Anchorage, some victims were forced to sell drugs or do other criminal activity. Lowers drives around the city, past playgrounds, neighborhoods, gas stations, stores, cheap motels. All are places that vulnerable young people might hang out. He explains they're the same places that traffickers look.
So the recruiters who are trying to draw people into this lifestyle are looking for the easiest targets. And our easiest targets are those who are homeless because they don't have a place to go. They don't have folks caring for them. If they disappear, few people will notice.
77% of the young people in Anchorage who were trafficked for sex were homeless at the time. Lowers explains that often youth end up homeless because there are gaps in the system. They can't find treatment for mental health problems or addictions. They don't have support networks or housing options.
At the end of the day, it's a lack of community. So who is there for them if we're not? Traffickers.
Deborah Schilling-Wolf at the Field Center for Children's Policy, Practice, and Research was part of the National Study on Youth and Human Trafficking. The research shows that many people who are survivors of trafficking had aged out of foster care.
Often when they turn the magic age of 18 or 21, if they're in extended care, they're kind of dropped off the grid, as it were, and have to support themselves without having the skills or resources to do so.
The study also shows many trafficking victims had experienced sexual abuse or other trauma, which leads to increased vulnerability.
One young woman had said, you know, I was sexually abused as a child, and I kind of learned from that people could touch my body if they wanted to. I didn't feel that I had control or ownership.
Extensive social science research shows that one way to make young people less vulnerable to exploitation is to help them feel connected. Lowers with Covenant House says youth need caring adults in their lives who support them and know them well enough to notice changes in behavior.
Get involved with youth, because if they're supported and they have the people that they need in their life, they will not end up vulnerable to this issue. You know, I think if we want to be spectators and drive around our city and try to identify it, I think that's very difficult. It really takes getting invested in people's lives to understand and then discover that they are being exploited by something like this.
Nationwide, about 20% of homeless youth experienced trafficking. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
Covenant House is participating in the Barefoot Mile this Saturday in Anchorage to raise awareness about human trafficking in the state. For more information, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.